Welcome to Tradutex Portuguese Lessons Podcast. Olá, eu sou Helena, and on this episode we're going to carry on talking about the indirect object pronouns in Portuguese. But just before that, I want to let you know that Tradutex Portuguese Lessons Podcast is now on Patreon. Patreon is a platform where you can support the projects you like. So, if you're enjoying listening to this podcast, and if you would like it to carry on, you can also become a patron. And as a patron, you get a PDF with the highlights of each episode, pronunciation tips, written posts, audios and videos about the Portuguese language. You can get in touch with me every time you have a question related to Portuguese, and you can even participate in a monthly live session with me. Go to www.patreon.com/tradutex and learn more about it. So on today's episode, we're going to continue talking about indirect object pronouns. On the previous episode, we've learned them and we've learned that their default position is being placed after the verb with a hyphen. That's how we do for all the pronouns that are attached to the verb in Portuguese. Their default position is always after the verb, and they always have a hyphen, a dash, in between the verb and the pronoun. That happens with the indirect object pronouns, that happens with the direct object pronouns, and also with the reflexive pronouns when we do the reflexive verbs. But as we did before for direct object pronouns and reflexive pronouns, there are a number of situations where the pronoun actually comes before the verb. And when that happens, we don't need a hyphen. There's nothing separating the pronoun and the verb when the pronoun is before the verb. So on today's episode, we're going to focus on certain words that placed before the verb, not after, that doesn't matter, but before the verb, they will attract the pronoun to come to be placed before the verb. And that happens with all the negative words. And on today's episode, I want to go through 4 negative words with you. The word for no, which is não. I'm sure you know this one very well. But still, como se escreve não? N-A-contil-O, não. Make sure you close your lips when you pronounce this word. Não, in the end. And then I want to teach you another word. The word nem. Now, remain with your mouth open, don't close your lips in the end. Nem, como se escreve nem, N E M, nem. This word might be translated as neither or nor, but on today's episode we're going to focus on a specific meaning for the word nem. Nem can be used as an emphasis word, so it will emphasize the negative word não. So when we use nem, it can be translated as don't even. Don't even. And we are also going to look at the word nunca. Nunca means never. Como se escreve nunca? N-U-N-C-A. Nunca. Never. And one last negative word I want to see with you today is the word for no one or nobody. Do you know this one? Ninguém. Again, don't close your lips when you finish to pronounce this word. Keep them open. Nin, very nasal, ni, and then gai, again nasal. Ninguém. Ninguém. Como se escreve ninguém? N-I-N-G-U. É, com acento, M, ninguém. Okay, so I want to present a few sentences using these 4 negative words. não, nem, nunca, ninguém, they have in common the fact that they all start with the letter N, which is good for us to remember that they are negative words, palavras negativas. And the examples I want to teach you today, or to show you today, we'll use the verb telefonar. Telefonar means to call on the phone. Telefonar. Telefonar. Como se escreve telefonar? T-E-L-E-F-O-N-A-R. Telefonar. Although very well pronounced slowly, we say telefonar. Normally, in normal speech, people will completely drop those first S and it will sound like telefonar. Telefonar. Another word to say the same, to call on the phone, is the verb ligar. Ligar also means to call on the phone. So you have these two options, telefonar, and now I will start to say it as normally people do, telefonar or ligar. On our sentences, I will focus on the verb telefonar, so you get used to this way to pronounce it, where we drop the first two E's, or in Portuguese, os dois primeiros S. So the verb telefonar is a verb that requires an indirect object, because when you call on the phone, you call to someone. So we say telefonar para uma pessoa or telefonar a uma pessoa. It's a verb that uses one of these two prepositions, telefonar para, telefonar a. And the indirect object pronoun, will replace the person. So for instance, if I say he doesn't call me, which is he doesn't call to me, he doesn't call me, in Portuguese that will be ele não. And the moment I'm using the word não, it's an alert to you to tell you that, okay, now your pronoun must come in front of the verb, instead of placing it after, as we've learned on the previous episode. Because I'm using now, let's place it before. So we must say, ele não me telefona. So he doesn't call me. Ele não me telefona. Ele não me telefona. Ele não me telefona. He doesn't call me. So the important thing here is to remember that that me in Portuguese is me, which has, they have exactly the same spelling but a different pronunciation. But now, instead of saying telefona me, I'm placing the me before the verb because I'm using não. And não, as a negative word, has that power of attracting the pronoun in front of the verb. I'll give you another one with me. With não. If I say, for instance, I don't call you. And let's use the informal you. I don't call you. Eu não te telefono. Eu não. And alert, I'm using não, so I know for sure that the pronoun comes before the verb. Eu não te telefono. I don't call you. Eu não te telefono. Or at the more normal speeds, eu não te telefono. Then I will read all these sentences again to you at the normal speed so you can get used to the way we normally pronounce this verb, telefonar. That it seems a very easy verb to get if you see it written down, but not as easy when you hear people saying it because of dropping all these vowels. It doesn't look like the verb telefonar anymore. So I don't call you. Eu não te telefono. Eu não te telefono. Okay, we did two examples with não. Ele não me telefona. Eu não te telefono. Now let's see one example with nem, meaning don't even. So if I want to say, I don't even call you, to emphasize, this time let's do a formal you. I don't even call you, thinking about você, a formal relationship. Now, instead of saying, like in English, we have do not and then even. We have those two words, not and even. In Portuguese, we don't need to say não. If you say nem before the verb, it means don't even. So, I don't even call you, formal you. Eu nem lhe telefono. Eu nem lhe telefono. Eu nem lhe telefono. Eu nem lhe telefono. And you see how I am relaxing the pronunciation of the verb here? Telefono, instead of telefono, let's try to put that TL together, ignoring the vowels. Eu nem lhe telefono. Also the lhe, ending with I, we will also drop it. Eu nem lhe telefono. I don't even call you. And now, if I wanted to say I don't even call him, it's actually the same exact pronoun, because that lhe is good for to you, to him, or to her. So I don't even call him, it's again, eu nem lhe telefono. And depending on the context, eu nem lhe telefono can also be I don't even call her. So remember, lhe could be to you formal, to him, or to her. It's rare. I know that in Portuguese we don't have a clear distinction between masculine or feminine, but it happens here with the pronoun lhe. Let's do now another negative word. Nunca. Remember nunca? It means never. Nunca, never. So if I wanted to say something like I never call her, again, I will use the lhe. Eu nunca lhe telefono. Eu nunca lhe telefono. I never call her. Of course, that if I say eu nunca lhe telefono, depending on the context, that could also be translated as I never call him or I never call you, formal you, not informal. Let's do another one with nunca. You never, you formal, informal you, let's do a tu, informal you. You never call us. You never call us. Tu nunca nos telefonas. Tu nunca nos telefonas. Tu nunca nos telefonas. You never call us. Tu nunca nos telefonas. And two examples more to do the word for no one or nobody. Do you still remember the word? Ninguém. Ninguém. So if I wanted to say something like no one calls you, but this time you guys, plural you, I'm thinking about vocês. No one calls you, thinking about the plural you. Ninguém vos telefona. Ninguém vos telefona. No one calls you guys. Ninguém vos telefona. Or, in alternative, we can also use the pronoun lhes as this double possibility of being a plural you or them. So you can use either or, it's depending on your preference. So you can say ninguém vos telefona or ninguém lhes telefona, as you prefer. Maybe vos, I would recommend vos first of all because it's easier to say, I think, ninguém vos telefona, it's easier than ninguém lhes telefona. And then, and maybe even more important, Lhes has a double meaning, but vos only means one thing, to you plural. So if I wanted to say no one calls them, and it doesn't matter if I'm talking about them as only men, or them as women, or them as a group, mixed group of men and women, it doesn't matter in English, and it doesn't matter in Portuguese for this particular pronoun, because the pronoun is again lhes. So no one calls them. Ninguém lhes telefona. Ninguém lhes telefona. Ninguém lhes telefona. Okay, as promised, I will read all the examples just in Portuguese, and I will leave you a few seconds for you to repeat after me. I will say it slowly and then quickly. Ele não me telefona. Ele não me telefona. Eu não te telefono. Eu não te telefono. Eu nem lhe telefono. Eu nem te telefono. And then, just try to remember that eu nem lhe telefono can be interpreted in three different ways. I don't call you formal, I don't call him, or I don't call her. Eu nunca lhe telefono. Eu nunca lhe telefono. Tu nunca nos telefonas. Tu nunca nos telefonas. Ninguém vos telefona. Ninguém vos telefona. Ninguém lhes telefona. Ninguém lhes telefona. I know it's not always easy to get this me, tu, lhe, nos, vos, lhes, right? So it requires a bit of practice. If you want to repeat these sentences again and again, it's probably a good idea to let it sink in. But not only negative words will have this effect of changing the position of the pronoun and attracting the pronoun to be before the verb. There are other contexts, other words where that happens too. For instance, every time we have a question with a question word in the beginning. I want to give you now a few examples with questions, with question words, with the word também. That's another word that will attract the pronoun in front of the verb, também, meaning also or as well, to. Só means only or just. Alguém, someone or anyone. Ainda, still or yet. And todos, as everyone. So we have here a lot of different words, but what they have in common is that if you place them before the verb, and if the verb is attached to a pronoun, whatever type of pronoun, that pronoun, just because those words are there before it, that pronoun will, before the verb, that pronoun will come before the verb. So for instance, if I'm asking you a question, and the question starts with a question word, that will happen. So to give you a few examples with all of these words I've just mentioned, we will work now another verb, the verb to write. Escrever. Escrever. So telefonar is a regular AR verb, and now escrever is a regular ER verb. Como se escreve escrever? Funny question, how do you write to write? E-S-C-R-E-V-E-R. Escrever. Don't forget to start with a soft sh, ignoring the first vowel at all. Escrever. So if I wanted to say something like, when will you write me? Quando é que me vai escrever? Now I'm using here an expression that is good to express the future, using the verb ir in the present, tu vais, plus the infinitive. When will you write me? When are you going to write me? Quando é que, don't forget the é que, emphasis expression, for questions. Quando é que me, quando é que me vais escrever? Quando é que me vais escrever? When are you going to write me, or when will you write me? Because I've started this question with the question word, quando, when, the pronoun me comes before the verb instead of coming after. Quando é que me vais escrever? Another word that also attracts the verb in front, attracts the pronoun in front of the verb is the word também. Também means also, as well, or to. Também. Como se escreve também? T-A-M-B-E com acento M. Também. So if I wanted to say, I will also write you, let's do the informal you in this case. Também te vou escrever. Também te vou escrever. Also, to you, I'm going to write. That's how we structure the sentence. Também te vou escrever. Também te vou escrever. Another word we need to remember, very common one too, is the word só. Só. Como se escreve só? S-O com acento. It means only or just. So if I want to say something like, I will only write you, or I will only write him, or I will only write her an email. I will only write you an email, formal you, você. I will only write him an email. I will only write her an email. For the three situations, it will be the same. I'm starting with só. My pronoun for to you, formal to him and to her, is the same, is the pronoun lhe. Lhe. Só lhe vou escrever e-mail. Só lhe vou escrever e-mail. Só lhe vou escrever e-mail. So this email can be translated as an email or one email, as in Portuguese, one email or an email, being the number or the indefinite article is the same. So if you wanted to say, I will only write you, him or her, one email, is the exact same translation. Só lhe vou escrever e-mail. Now, a very interesting word we have for someone or anyone, which for us is the same, is the word alguém. Alguém. Como se escreve alguém? A-L-G-U-E com acento M. Alguém. So if I wanted to ask, is anyone going to write us a postcard? Alguém nos vai escrever postal? Alguém nos vai escrever postal? Postcard. Postal. Alguém nos vai escrever postal? Let's use now the word ainda, for still or yet. Como se escreve ainda? A-I-N-D-A. Ainda. Let's say, do they still write you letters? Plural you this time. Do they still write you guys letters? letters is cartas. In English, we have to start with do they, do. But in Portuguese, we don't have this auxiliary verb to ask questions. So we start immediately with the word for they, eles. Eles ainda vos escrevem cartas. It could also be lhes, as we've done before, but vos only has one possible translation, so I think it's better for you to learn it as plural you. Eles ainda vos escrevem cartas? Do they still write you letters? Eles ainda vos escrevem cartas? And one more to finish. The word for everyone is the word todos. Todos. Como se escreve todos? T-O-D-O-S. Todos. And one thing we need to pay attention to is the fact that in English the word everyone is actually singular. You would say something like everyone writes them texts, let's say text messages. Everyone writes them, so it's singular, like third person singular. But in Portuguese, todos is plural, third person plural. So when you say in English everyone writes, in Portuguese we say todos, and it's everyone writes them. Todos lhes escrevem, plural. Todos lhes escrevem mensagens. Text messages, mensagens. Todos lhes escrevem mensagens. This could be everyone writes you guys or everyone writes them texts. Okay, so we did questions with question words in the beginning, and our example was the word quando, when, and we also did the words também, só, alguém, ainda, and todos. We do have other words that will have the same exact effect of attracting the pronoun before the verb, but I'm focusing here on the main ones, the most common ones we use every day. I will repeat now the examples. Quando é que me vais escrever? Também te vou escrever. Só lhe vou escrever um e-mail. Alguém nos vai escrever um postal? Eles ainda vos escrevem cartas? Todos lhes escrevem mensagens. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. If you did, please share it with your friends. And just before we finish, I really need to thank to my dear patrons. Muito, muito obrigada. You know, this podcast wouldn't be possible without you. I really appreciate all your support. So, muito, muito obrigada a Francine Brown, Gita Barknovitz, Rebecca Hunt, Petra Korf, Brenda Sabrecht, David Soto, Lindy Falk, Michelle Cubrosi, Jerry Ellis, Sandra Weimert, Karen Soares, Kenneth Pizisco, Ibrahim Almutawa, Hank Van Kahn, Karin Barnhorn, Pauline Mansfield, Prano Diana, Anne Grandage, Elise van der Vlucht, David Martin, Patricia Martin, Catherine Dernford Vang, Miguel Plec Duvian, Art Veld, Ernst Scholta, Agnieszka Mrozewicz Kuczewska, Tatiana Krupnik, Ramunas Plectus, Kim Noble, Tensha McKnight, Chris Brandt, Meredith Richards, Micheline Huntley, Jess Hasselmans, Diane, Josie Koopman, Lex Mui, Sneer, Susan Mas, Michael Machado, Molly Morton, Jaida Rains, John Markveit, David Kirkham, Zarmig, Rakesh Gupta, Paul Greenhaug, Jim Chank, Matthew Brett, Kirsten Kunstmann, Brendan Wallace, Kate Awake, Jay Edelstein, Diane Bauman, David Keller, David Hassler, Ruby Menon, Deborah Tuhi, Ashwin, Mikael Hedlund, and Michael Wannett. Thank you all for your support. Thank you all for keeping my motivation high and this podcast going. Muito, muito obrigada. Até para a semana. Tchau.